You're listening to the All the Things podcast, and I'm your host, Sophia Merlot. Each week, you can expect tips and tricks from beauty to business experts or from myself as I navigate life as a young woman in her 20s. Every episode is chock full of value, tangible advice, while still sprinkling in relatable stories and keeping things real with my guests and you listening. Be sure to subscribe and tune in every Thursday so you don't miss an episode. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the All the Things podcast. If this is your very first episode, welcome to the club and thank you for joining. We're truly so glad you're here. My name is Sophia Merlot, and you can think of me as your new internet best friend who is always down to talk about health, wellness, entrepreneurship, and of course, navigating life as a young adult because let me tell you, it is not easy. If you're wanting to know how to romanticize your life and add more joy, learn celebrity hair secrets for maintaining healthy, shiny hair, tangible ways to better balance your nutrition and optimize your health and blood sugar, or how to build a business from the ground up to having a client list that includes the one and only Sophia Richie, then stick around because those are all real episodes that you'll have to scroll back and check out. Now, before we dive into today's episode, a couple housekeeping things. If you haven't done so already, make sure you are subscribed so you never miss a new episode every single Thursday. Also, I would truly love you if you left us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you prefer to get your podcasts. For more content, tips, and laughs, make sure you're caught up with us on all of the socials, and that is at All the Things the Pod on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, Twitter, and YouTube. Our website is at allthethingstheblog.com, or send us an email if you want to get in touch, and that is at allthethingstheblog@gmail.com. Now on to today's episode. Oh my goodness, we are in March of 2024. COVID officially started 4 years ago. I feel like that's my measurement of everything. If it was before COVID, like the new BC, during COVID, or after COVID, these last 4 years have been a blur. But I feel a bit nostalgic recently. Maybe it's because it's been 4 years since I've actually stepped foot inside a classroom. For me, university finished up online. Maybe it's because I'm turning 25 soon. There's just so much going on. I don't know how to feel about it. So I'm trying to pick questions that relate to maybe being a spring cleaning. The energy is just a bit wild right now. I don't know what kind of moon phase we're in, if Mercury is in retrograde, but there's definitely something going on. Before we can dive deeper into today's Q&A episode, I have to have my disclaimers as always. I am not giving any financial, health, or any kind of expert advice in this series. I have never claimed to give any kind of expert advice or legal advice in any episode. These are just my thoughts, my opinions. You write in questions. I am here to help if I can. This episode is just between the girlies. This is talking amongst friends. I hope it brings you value. I hope it brings you entertainment. And that's it, my friends. If there is anything going on that you need to consult a doctor about, do not call me. I am not your girl. I'm so glad we got that out of the way. Now we can dive into your questions for March 2024. First question, how do you balance things? I thought podcasting was your full-time job. Didn't realize you also taught. I would love to get into teaching, but scared I won't have enough time. The answer is, I feel like I don't balance things to be. I'm going to be so honest with you in this episode. I feel like we've all been friends long enough. The podcast has been around for a hot sec, even though I didn't tell people for a while. On top of the podcast, teaching spin and yoga, all three things I love. If I won the lottery today, I would continue doing these things. I also have a pretty demanding full-time job in the event space. I do love it. It is fun. It is very demanding. Something that I'm really trying to work on, and I honestly feel like I am failing a bit, is having a work-life balance and hitting all aspects of my life. I feel this constant pressure to be good at my jobs, be a good friend, be a good girlfriend, a good daughter, and then also not burn out. And I wish I had a way that I'm doing it, a way that I can track that. But I think it's also good to know that even, I don't know how it seems to you, if it seems like I have a very peaceful, chill life on socials, that social media is fake, that I have so many menti bees, and I'm not glamorizing that at all. I have a therapist that I see weekly. I used to see twice a week, and I have an amazing support system. I'm very honest about how I'm feeling, including to my boss. I know not everyone has that relationship with their work. I'm very fortunate that I do. And I think the best way that I manage things, or at least try to manage things, is communicating them, trying to be really open with Dylan, my boyfriend, about where I'm at, making sure that I'm giving him enough time and not putting him on the back burner, because that's not fair. I'm open with my boss about things when I'm at full capacity, when I simply cannot, when things are going on and what I'm working on, so that they know where I'm at mentally and what projects I'm working on and what scope I have. And I'm also like that with my friends, because something that has given me anxiety is feeling like I've been a bad friend. I'm really getting vulnerable now. It's a joke on social media of like, oh, you see a text, you don't reply to it. And I've told people for a while, like, oh, I'm such a bad texter. Like, please don't take it seriously, or please don't take it personally, rather. But it's something that does bother me and that I'm trying to get better at. But I just don't have the capacity beyond what I'm doing. And sometimes things slip, and I never want that to be my friends. But sometimes I'm on my phone or social so much for work that really when I have time to log off, I honestly want to put my phone away. I don't want to look at it. I'm sure you've noticed on socials for the podcast, that is one of my main priorities. I am not consistent at posting socially for the podcast, which I should be. But it is because when I need to take time to decompress, to unplug, I can't be on my phone. I get overwhelmed because then I get sucked back into all these different things. And unfortunately, that's also a main source of communication with friends. So being open about where I'm at, if it's fried, this worked well. One of my friends, she's also a creative. She works in the event space. She's starting her own company as well. I want approval before I name names, but she's fabulous. She was like, I know you're so busy, but can I voice note you stuff? And this was great because, okay, this is maybe a tip. Voice notes, because you don't have to head down. If you're walking somewhere, you can just be talking into your phone and then having an agreement that you can voice note. And then when the other person has a sec to reply, they can listen to your voice note and get back. That is actually something that has helped communication-wise among friends. In terms of balancing, though, I've tried time blocking. I go to therapy. I try to get my anxiety in line. I try and have time for myself. And I don't have an answer. I think it's a bit unsustainable what I do. But a mindset that has helped me is knowing that it's a season of my life, that things are busy. I feel like I'm laying down a lot of groundwork right now for my future, for all avenues of my career, for what I want to build. I have big, big plans, big, big visions for myself. And I feel like now is the time when I am creating those relationships, creating those connections, creating that groundwork so that I don't have to be at this pace forever. I am still 24. I guess that's mid-20s. I was going to say, I guess I'm still in my early 20s. Unfortunately not. But by the time I hit my late 20s going into 30s, I really want to be able, not that I'm not enjoying my time now, but I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor more. And I feel like I got to pay my dues right now. So that is what keeps me going. If you have specific questions about getting into fitness training, I would absolutely love to chat about that. I could chat about that all day long. I'm sure we have a couple questions relating to that in previous Q&A episodes. For general advice, I'd say the best thing is just to try out a bunch of places. I don't know if maybe you're into spin specifically or any type of group fitness or a personal trainer. Try a bunch. Find what you're really passionate about, what you enjoy, what you would pay to do, because then it's just a bonus when you get paid to do it. And then chat with people that work there, people who have done it before, about their experience, why they wanted to get involved, what their work-life schedule is like, if that's what they do full-time, things that you're curious about. Please reach out to me. I am more than happy to talk about yoga or spin. I'm very passionate about them. For me, I did group fitness and did spin and yoga class for years and years and always enjoyed it. And then it just was kind of a light bulb moment of like, well, I'm already doing these things. It's already built into my schedule. It's something that I love. Why not try? And then it was also a bit about luck and timing. When I was ready to take on something new with Spin specifically, that's when auditions were being held. So the timing just was in alignment. It was when I was just working on the podcast, when my life was so much more chill, and I was like, oh, stunning. Would absolutely love to audition for this. So timing was a big thing. And then for yoga, also timing. I was still in See, this is what I mean about the COVID block. I'm like, what year was it? I was not in school. I was working, but I wasn't teaching anything else. So I was working and I had the podcast. I was ready to take on something new. And they had a sale actually for their yoga 200-hour teaching program. And I was like, well, if I'm going to do it, it might as well be now when I'm saving thousands of dollars. So timing was a big thing as to when I did it. I always knew it was something I wanted to do. I would love to get my personal training certificate and or my Pilates certificate as well. But one thing at a time. We got enough on our plate right now. I think I just rambled on for almost 10 minutes. I hope I answered, at least partly answered your question. Please write in again and I'd be more than happy to give you some more specifics. But as you can tell, my brain is a bit frazzled, but it just feels good to be chatting on the mic and be talking to all of you again. Let's go on to the next questions. Another kind of fitness related one. How do you feel good in your body when going through changes? I've recently gained some weight and feel so insecure. Has this happened to you? And what did you do? Oh my goodness, I could literally talk about this all day long. Okay, this really is the episode where we get vulnerable. Weight gain, weight loss, just changes in weight in general or changes in your appearance, I think personally are some of the hardest things to go through when it relates to self-confidence and who you are as a person, how you identify yourself and how you see yourself. I have been on all ends of the spectrum. I was the overweight chubby girl. I was way too thin at one point. I've found somewhere in the middle right now. With that being said, it's a daily struggle. I honestly, if you lined up 10 women in front of me and one of them was the exact same body type, I would not be able to pick out which one had the exact same body type as me. I do not know how to see myself in the mirror. It's taken me a long time to understand to put my health first, and that eventually, as soon as I work on the inside and get everything up to speed, then I can begin working on the outside and how I would aesthetically like to present myself while maintaining health. I can understand that the logical brain can understand that on some aspects, and yes, that makes sense. And then when emotions play into it, it's a completely separate thing. Weight is such an emotional topic. It can trigger so many memories, so many different types of things that we don't want to address. It can put us in different categories, socially, economically. There's so much related to weight, and it is so much more mental than it is physical. So like I was saying, I have been on all ends of the spectrum. Going back to COVID days, this is when I was lighter. I'm not going to say specifics on weight because I don't want that to be a trigger for someone to then compare their own weight to the numbers I use. But I was X amount of pounds. I was a little bit heavier, like 5 pounds than I normally hovered around. And I was like, okay, you know what? The world has gone to shit. Little did we know it would get worse. Why not take this time when I'm just on online classes to really like push myself and see what I can do, even though the gyms are closed? So I began working with a trainer. I was at my parents' house during this time, so there's more freedom outside, so I could still do a lot. Like, I actually had an amazing workout set up at my parents' house outside, like in nature. I was very, very lucky where I was that time of the year. So I had this workout program. She put me on this meal plan. Things were good. I kind of lost that weight. It was feeling really nice. And then she's like, okay, we're going to do this reverse diet. So I don't know the science behind it. I am not a bodybuilding gal. I trusted her. I went with it. I gained a lot of weight in a short amount of time. My body completely freaked out. This is the beginning of my skin journey when my skin, not all at once, but my skin changed during this time. My hormones freaked out. Literally, I feel like I was in, like they transported my soul into a new shell and I didn't know how to deal. This is also when I moved to Vancouver. It was still COVID. I couldn't really chat with people that I knew. It was hard to make new friends. I couldn't go to workout classes. It was just a low point. I have not lost that much weight since then. I do think I look like I've lost more because my body is so much less inflamed than it was then. And I have put on quite a bit of muscle. So I think some of that has transferred over into more muscle. But it's something that I still struggle with. I'm trying to give you really tangible advice, but I feel like it's important to lay that groundwork and explain my story of how I can relate to you in current times with weight gain, weight loss. What I remind myself is that at the end of the day, it's me, myself, and I. I need this body for a long ass time. I want to live a fun, full life, and I can't do that with a broken body. Even though life goes by fast, I feel like the older you get, the shorter the years feel. Life is the longest thing you're ever going to experience, and that sounds stupid, but I'm all about playing the long game when it comes to health, when it comes to relationships. That's not a strategic, like, snarky thing. I'm very much focused on long-term rewards, and I've always kind of had that personality. Like, if you did that marshmallow test when I was a kid, where you, like, put the marshmallow and, like, okay, I'm going to come back. If you don't eat the marshmallow when I come back, you get two. I would not touch that marshmallow. I would not try and be sneaky. I'd be like, oh, I want two marshmallows. I'm going to wait. That's how I view things. That's how I work as a person. That's how I think. So that has definitely helped me when it comes to health because I've been going kind of after problem versus trying to address everything at once and letting my frustration take over. So I began focusing on my gut, focusing on my mental health, focusing on my routine, focusing on mobility, strength, and cardio. And then when all of those things, and I feel honestly pretty close to all those things being really, really up to speed and optimized, then my focus will shift to more aesthetics. I feel like I need to fix, when I say I mean in general, need to fix the internal issues because then things will begin falling into place more rather than taking a short approach. If I can give any type of advice, and this is not medical advice, but I'm trying to dance around this with being correct. I think any lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks diet, any crash diet is not the way to go about it. I understand that you could feel so upset and frustrated and lost or stuck with weight gain or with weight loss. It sounds like you're talking about weight gain in your question. That is not the answer. That might seem like a solution. I promise it is not. I'd say get started with a group of professionals if you have benefits that you can utilize to help with the payment. I understand that health is also expensive, but sickness is more expensive. For me, having an amazing naturopath, acupuncturist, and massage therapist, physio, all those things has been such a game changer. I have my army or my team that has helped me get to a point of health where I feel good, where then I can, like I said, start focusing on those aesthetic goals. So having a great support system of professionals helping guide you through, because there's so many things that come up with health and weight gain. And if you're a woman with hormones, it's like this entire world. And it's really hard to figure out where to even begin. So getting some blood work done, like I said, talking to professionals, having a team, getting a baseline of where you're at, and then building out a plan with them, focusing on health first, optimizing your health, and then on weight, I think is the best way forward if health is your goal. In terms of self-confidence, like I said, that mindset of thinking on long-term goals, knowing that I need this body to work for me, not against me, is huge. And giving yourself some grace. And honestly, for me, that is also why I stay off social media. when I don't have to be, I fall into comparison so damn easily, and it is not good for my mental health. I could be having the best day ever, like a good body image day, feeling really good about myself, and then I hop on social media and all of a sudden everything goes down the tubes. Now I know that is not the place for me when I don't need it to be, when it's not related to the podcast or work or just having a laugh, watching funny dog videos with my boyfriend or with my friends. So having a team of professionals, not comparing yourself to others in person or on social media, and focusing on your long-term goals are the best pieces of advice that I have lived through that I could give to you for that question. Okay, this one isn't as vulnerable, so maybe this might be the last one so we can end kind of, not that the others weren't on a high, but maybe a more uplifting. This is, what products are you loving? I need some retail therapy and want to spend money. Okay, I don't know if you're a girl, but girl, I got you. Let me pull up my list. In a previous episode, I talked about how I have a list for everything, and it's honestly so true. I have a list for everything in my life, for personal reasons to keep track of, for things, and for work. So let me pull up the things I'm loving list. I literally have 2024 things I'm loving. Okay, so you want to spend some money. Okay, first off, if you can support any local business or any business that does good for the world, obviously go there first, look there first, support local. We love that. For me, the biggest areas where I can spend money, it relates, I guess, back to the last question, is workout classes, Pilates. Oh my God. If you want a self-care day, go take a gorgeous Pilates class. I love Legree. I love Jaybird. Reformer, it tends to be more expensive, so you can definitely spend money there. That's easy. Then maybe some spa. Like, I'm very much about experiences in terms of like tangible gifts or things. I'm not the best person. I'm struggling giving gift ideas to people in my life right now for myself. But experiences like an amazing facial, clear and brilliant facials have helped me so much. I've had 2 treatments. If you've been around for a while, then you know I've been on a skin journey. Clear and Brilliant is expensive. That's an amazing option if you're looking for some self-care. A massage, anything in the world of spa related is an amazing way to spend some money, some retail therapy, but also like some real therapy too, kind of. I have a lot of music on here. What other things am I liking? Skincare and body care. Okay, these are all like kind of, honestly, I've been doing good spending money. Like, the first thing I have on here is the Sephora Shower Oil and Scent Coconut. It was $6. So, Sephora, maybe you can go on a gorgeous shopping spree at Sephora and just pick up what feels good for you. But I honestly do love, I need to pick up some more of the Sephora Shower Oil. It helps a lot if you have dry skin like me. I know we're coming into spring, but I feel like it's still dry, like, my skin's still not loving this weather, and it was $6, and I wrote notes. The smell lingers. Notice my legs weren't as dry. What else do I have? Oh, perfume. Perfume is a great thing because it's so expensive, but whenever I have it, I'm so grateful I do. I'm really trying to build up my arsenal of perfumes. I'm also trying to incorporate more clean beauty. I know that perfume can be a big endocrine disruptor, so I'm trying to do my research. I am not perfect, but I'm getting there. I know this, starting off, this isn't a clean brand, but I do really love Nest. I think it was their like summer hibiscus scent or something along those lines that I took to Mexico with me to have my signature scent in Mexico. So then when I want to remind myself of times where I wasn't stressed out and I was looking at a gorgeous sunset, I can spray that. I'm like, oh, I'm back in Mexico. I also did that on my Europe trip last year with the Glossier, is it the BU? Scent, they're like the Glossier Classic scent. So whenever I smell that, I feel like I'm back in the UK. Absolutely love it. My everyday perfumes, they're more like a body spray. It's like this pomegranate. It's like quite invigorating. It's fun. I got that at a local place in Vancouver called Beauty Bar. Absolutely love it. And that is a clean product. Oh, okay. If you want to spend money, I've also, this relates back to health too. See, everything comes together. Everything does have a theme. I knew that this was the year I had to invest in good runners and support my arches. If anything about this episode says that I am getting old, it's that statement right there that I need to support my arches and that I am so focused on my posture and how I walk. I did not have a good pair of running shoes, so this was a gift from my parents, and I have the OnCloud Runner running shoes. I don't know what the style, the classic ones that I feel like are starting to pop off a little bit on TikTok. I got them in January. I have a wide foot and they have a wide like box. I don't know if that's what it's called in other shoes. That's what it's called in point shoes, is the box of the shoe. It fully encapsulates my foot without crunching up my toes, and I needed that. Honestly, it has made a huge difference. I love to walk. If I had it my way, I would walk 20,000 steps a day. I'm like Forrest Gump. I just start walking, and that's all I want to do every day, especially when it's nice out. So investing in some good pieces, like if you really want to shop, investing in things that you need that will last for a while, that will like truly benefit you. I don't know, maybe there's a bag or a wallet that you're wanting. I feel like that is so easy to spend money on. A concert, going back to experiences, you guys, oh my God, I'm so sad. At the time of recording this, I just missed NoahCon in Vancouver for the second time. Moment of silence for that. My best friend and I were commiserating about how we both missed it and we don't know how that's possible. I hope if you went that you had an amazing time. I'm sure it was a spiritual experience. I will be seeing Olivia Rodrigo, Weezer, and Taylor Swift this year, so I cannot complain. That is an amazing lineup. Those are all like kind of bucket list people for me, to be honest. But concerts, it doesn't have to be a big artist. Just going to see live music, I feel like, is an amazing way to spend money. I feel like you always get so much out of it, and you create a memory with, even if yourself or whoever you go with, it's something that sticks with you and it creates moments. I will never say no to a concert if you guys need a concert buddy. I think with that, I'm going to end this episode there. It feels like ending on a high. As I mentioned in the beginning, if you enjoy this monthly Q&A installment, please submit your questions or your comments. An email at allthethingsablog@gmail.com. Send us a DM at allthethingsapod on Instagram, or click on that link that I share about once every 2 weeks. Maybe I'll bump that up to once a week. And you can write an anonymous question there. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day or night, and I'll talk to you soon.